the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. One man said these words. He said, just as fire is covered by smoke and mirror is obscured by dust, just as embryo rests deep within the womb, wisdom is hidden by selfish desire. The first part of this gospel starts out with children piping a ditty, and no one does the jig, no one dances. So they change the tune to a dirge, which is like a funeral music, a funeral march, and no one grieves. But this graphic metaphor was Jesus' take on his generation. And not much has changed 2,000 years later. We still often are out of step and blind to the wisdom of the moment. We fear violence, so we go to war instead of dancing for peace. We have poor and abused people all around us, but we don't weep because we're preoccupied with balancing our budgets. We miss the middle, we miss the via media, the middle point of wisdom, because we're so rusted on to our left agendas and we're so rusted on to our right agendas. And so we obscure the face of wisdom. Whether dizzy or dirge, our selfish desires prevent us from humming the right tune. I was flicking through the TV channels and testing my wife's patience at the same time. How many blokes do that? Just me. No, it's not just me, it's a trace. No. And I happened to catch a one-on-one interview with a TV presenter and a muck. Being interested in spiritual things, I stopped long enough to hear this dialogue. Let me repeat it to you. TV presenter, are you telling me that you never get angry? Muck, no, I experience anger, but I choose not to act on it. TV presenter, now incredulous. So, if you are on the freeway and someone cuts you off, you wouldn't honk your horn or yell at them like John Batty?
Sure you'd say that.
Muck says, I might think of doing those things, but I will ask myself this question before acting. What will this change? What will this change? This is a very skillful question. As a preacher, I sometimes ask myself the same question before and after preaching. Just counting conservatively, I realise that I have preached upward of 1,600 sermons in my time as a Christian minister. And what did they change? As I read the gospel this Sunday, I find a deep meaning with Jesus, who is complaining and protesting fairly, far more stridently with his congregation than I have the courage to do with you. It's difficult to pin down the exact emotion that Jesus is expressing, but we could say he's ticked off, can't we? We could say he's ticked off. He's upset. Here we see Jesus frustrated, and the human side of Jesus is coming out. We see the incarnational and the beautiful human feelings spilling out. And aren't we glad that Jesus gets ticked off? Because I don't think I could serve a God who didn't experience or understand these emotions, these big emotions that at times are so much a part of my life, and I know they're part of your life too. So Jesus not only confronts, he also condemns. He uses that phrase, woe to you. Now, those words are not just throwaway words. Woe to you are words that you can't take back. How many have said words that they can't take back to a loved one sometimes? Yes, we all done that. These are words that you can't take back. It's like a curse. Jesus is saying to his congregation, anguish to you, misfortune to you, misery to you. Jesus is really, really ticked off. And suddenly he changes direction. Matthew, the gospel writer, marks the change with a time check. In verse 25, he says, at that time, Jesus said. Now, I would love to ask Jesus, and maybe one day we will get to ask him, but I would love to ask Jesus, what triggered the change? Did he notice his congregation's facial expressions and thought, I'd better change the tone of my sermon? Whatever it was, we do know is that Jesus, having vented his spleen at the hard-hearted and at the non-responders, he turns to God with a prayerful thanks, praying for those who are able because of their innocence, because their life is lived in the reality of life's pain. They are able to hear and receive what is being offered. The proud and the arrogant, those who have all the answers, those who think they are self-made, that will never see and receive what the burdened and the heavy laden ones will see and receive. And so Jesus, he shifts his tone and tells us all is not lost. He tells us the origin of wisdom. The storehouse of wisdom is safe, Jesus says, because it has been revealed to the innocent, those who are like infants. Infants have simplified needs. Yes, infants have needs, but their needs are simple this morning. However, we, with our complex lives, confuse needs with desires and desires with needs. We mix all that stuff up. Many of us have prayed sincerely for wisdom. However, without simplifying our lives, wisdom is hard to see. We can't have one without the other. That is what the opening quote highlights when it says, just as fire is covered by smoke and a mirror is obscured by dust, just as the embryo rests deep within the womb, wisdom is hidden by selfish desire. Wisdom is simple, but we are not. The sophistication and the complexity of our lives smother godly wisdom. We are weary from heavy, complicated burdens that need to be discarded. The good news is that even before we figure it all out, we can turn to Jesus, whose yoke is easy. There we can find rest for our souls. The word soul in the original Greek is the word psyche. There you will find rest for your psyche. The word psyche at its root carries a sense of self, carries the sense of life. Jesus is saying that we will find rest for ourselves. We will find rest for our very lives, for our soul. Jesus's ease of yoke is compared to the need of an infant. The need of an infant, or the need of infants, are simple. The need of an infant is uncomplicated. Nappy change, a good feed, cuddled by a loving parent, and a sleep. Most blokes will just love that. How uncomplicated is that? If you are weary and heavy because of wisdom-deprived burdens this afternoon, this morning, wherever we are, because of the complexity of your life that smothers godly wisdom, Jesus says, those who have ears, let them hear. Wisdom is justified by her children. Wisdom is vindicated by her needs. Jesus says, the needs of an infant are simple. The needs of an infant are uncomplicated. A childlike faith this morning equals Jesus' easy yoke and true wisdom. Just as fire is covered by smoke and a mirror is obscured by dust, just as an embryo rests deep within the womb, wisdom is hidden by selfish desires. To God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be all honour, glory, might, power, and dominion, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.